Our first set of readings are about the Messiah of the Old Testament, promised of old. A reading from Genesis chapter 3. The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." A reading from Isaiah chapter 7. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." A reading from Isaiah chapter 9. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." A reading from Isaiah chapter 11. "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. A reading from Luke chapter 1, the Annunciation. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." This is the word of the Lord. Reading from Luke chapter 2, the birth of the promised Savior. "In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn." This is the word of the Lord. Continuing with Luke chapter 2, the angels proclaim the good news to the shepherds. "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. The angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.'" This is the word of the Lord. Continuing with Luke chapter 2, the shepherds visit the Christ child. "When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' They went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them." This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. So this past Saturday, we had our Sunday school Christmas program. They did a wonderful job, wonderful job. But as I watched the kids and the Sunday school teachers and director getting ready for the Christmas program, I couldn't help but think in my mind, a Charlie Brown Christmas. I'm guessing most of you have seen a Charlie Brown Christmas, yeah? I hope so. Unfortunately, in 2018, I think, Apple TV bought the rights to a Charlie Brown Christmas. But before that, in 1965 is when it first aired, and every year on television, for free, you could watch a Charlie Brown Christmas. So prior to Apple buying it in 2018, it was on TV. It's hard for us to imagine that it was on TV every single year for that long. You can still get it, I think, but it might cost you some money. But it's kind of surprising that it aired on television for free for that long because it includes overt Christianity. It includes overt reading of the Bible, God's word in it. Now, granted, keep in mind that Charles Schulz wrote this, Charlie Brown Christmas, back in 1965, and things were a little bit different in 1965 than they are today. But even then, Schulz had to fight to keep Christ and the Word of God, Christ's Word, in his Christmas special. They didn't want it. Now, typically, I don't reveal spoilers, but come on. If you haven't seen it by now, you really need to see it, right? You need to see it. It's a classic. You should see it. So spoilers are coming. Here's your warning if you haven't seen it. Spoilers ahead. So the story opens. The Peanuts gang is all, they're all consumed with consumerism, commercialization of Christmas. Even Sally, Charlie Brown's dear little sister, lists off all the things on her list, all the presents that she wants. Don't worry, she says. If you can't find those, I'll take cold, hard cash. Preferably in tens and twenties, she says. To which Charlie Brown, in his classic response, his classic style, says, good grief. As the show continues, Charlie Brown gets even more and more disgusted by the commercialization of Christmas to the point where he becomes depressed by it. Of course, nothing ever goes right for Charlie Brown. If you just ask him, he'll tell you. Nothing ever goes right for Charlie Brown. But to help Charlie get out of his funk, Lucy suggests that he direct a Christmas play. He decides he'll give it a try. And for a little while, it seems to reinvigorate him. It gives him a purpose. It gives him something to look forward to, a drive, some semblance of meaning in his life. For a little bit, anyway. Because as it goes with Charlie Brown, everything that Charlie Brown touches seems to fall apart. The tree that Charlie picked out was a disgrace, a disappointment, a poor tree. You can't do anything right, Charlie Brown. And the directing the Christmas program play turns out to be more like herding cats than directing a play. Not anything like what we had here at Zion, right? Of course not. So in the face of all of these challenges and failure, Charlie gets even more depressed. To the point where he eventually just throws up his hands and he doesn't know what to do. And he just asks, isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about? Then comes Linus's big moment. The moment that the CBS executives did not want included in the Christmas special. They begged for him to get rid of it. But even though Charles Schulz eventually in his life described himself as a secular humanist, meaning not a believer. In 1965, Schulz was adamant. Linus will recite the Bible. And good for him, because it stayed in. All these years, it remains in to this very day. Although you got to watch it on Apple TV now. As you can imagine, such a thing would never happen today. Never would our godless culture today allow the Word of God to be read on air. A culture, if we're honest, we're probably all far too comfortable with and have grown way too accustomed to. But since it's a classic, it stays in. "Sure, Charlie Brown, I'll tell you what Christmas is all about," Linus says. Linus, with his blanket in tow, right, makes his way to center stage. He calls for the lights, and then he recites Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, which we read this evening. Linus memorizes from memory the King James Version, so that's what I'm going to read to you now. "And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'" "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown," says Linus. And hearing the Word of God changes everything. Hearing the word of the Lord, hearing the good news, the glad tidings of great joy that unto you is born a Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord, that changes everything for Charlie Brown, for the whole Peanuts gang. The whole atmosphere of the cartoon changes. They suddenly come together as one and they're helping each other out, even turning Charlie's sad little poor tree into a beautiful tree. And then at the end, they gather around the tree, and everyone begins to sing, "Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled." Bingo. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. In a world adrift, in a season where each one of us can so easily fall victim, fall trap in this commercialization, this consumerism that is abundant in this season. In a life where perhaps it often feels like everything we touch falls apart. Maybe even causing a Charlie Brown-sized depression. Jesus changes everything. The good news of God coming into our world, becoming a human being, a man like us, sacrificing himself to redeem fallen sinners, and rising triumphantly over the grave, that changes everything. And it changes everything for you, too. If of all of the Charlie Browns in the world, you seem like the Charlie Browniest, know this. Believe this. Hope in this. Your hope, your comfort, your true joy and peace are not found in the new TV. They're not found in the new iPhone or the toys under the tree or the new car or money. They're not found in the Christmas tree, poor or otherwise. They're not found in the Christmas concert. They're not found in any of the Christmas traditions that we all have. Not that there's anything wrong with these things. These things are good things to continue doing. That's why we do them. And these gifts are blessings that God, your Father in heaven, has given to you to use and to enjoy. They're not bad things. They are good things. But they're not Jesus. Ultimately, your hope, your comfort, your joy, and your peace are found only in the babe born in Bethlehem, the city of David, our Savior, who is Christ the Lord. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. And that's what Christmas is, not just Christmas, but all year round, every single day of our lives are all about. It's the same hope and joy and peace that you always have in Christ. It's what our entire lives are about. Your purpose, your meaning, your life itself is all Jesus and what he has done for you and continues to do for each one of you. Life is all about being found in Jesus, being united to him in holy baptism, being saved by him eternally, purely by God's grace and mercy and forgiveness, through faith in the babe born of Bethlehem, who grew to live and die and rise again as your substitute for you. Because the very Son of God came down into this sinful, fallen, messy world, a sinful, drifting, over-commercialized, falling apart world, because he came into our world, we now have peace with our Heavenly Father. While God has every right to be angry with us over our sin, he no longer is angry with mankind, pleased with men to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel. Now, because of Jesus, God is pleased with you, because Jesus took God's wrath and the punishment that you deserve. God now is appeased. His wrath and his anger are appeased. All of that just wrath is gone. It has been taken out on his Son, and his perfect sacrifice has appeased your Father in heaven. God and sinners reconciled. Because Jesus was born on that first Christmas morn, because God is incarnate, that is, made flesh, God in the flesh died to save you, because he did that, your Father in heaven is no longer separated or distant from you, but reconciled. Because Jesus lived a perfect life, death, and life in your stead as your substitute, you now are credited with his righteousness. And because he conquered death and the grave by rising from the dead 3 days later, and he still lives and reigns over all eternity, over all things for all eternity, you now are free to live without fear. For there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus our Lord. None. Because of Jesus, you do have each and every, not just Christmas, each and every day, you do have true joy. You have true hope. You have true peace and comfort in Christ. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom with whom he is pleased. That's you. On account of Jesus, God is pleased with you. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. So once again, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.